Thanks for coming out to Golden Heart again. This is your chance to grow and learn more about God and what God is doing in your life, how to be a part of it, get into the flow of it. Just think of this. The river of God right now is flowing like a mighty river. It's moving, and some people are standing on the banks. Some people are standing on the banks and don't know how to get into the flow with God. They don't know how to become a part of that incredible rushing water that is the Spirit of God. Just think of that. The Spirit of God is just flowing. He is moving fast. He has already put everything into motion. It's going. It's go, go, go. All lights are green, and there's no stopping. But if you're just standing on the banks, you're not in the flow yet. You might be looking at it. You might be able to describe to me what the water looks like. You might be able to tell me how fast it's going. You might be able to tell me what the temperature is. You can probably tell me all that kind of stuff because you've been watching it for a long time, but you're not in the flow with God. You're not in the flow yet. We need to go ahead and take that step of faith and plunge in to the Spirit of God. Get into the flow of that mighty rushing water of life and be a part of it. Take a dip. Go in. Take a jump in there and just let the Spirit of God begin to move you and take you on an incredible journey that He has planned for your life. That's what that river is there. It's moving. All lights are go. And the only thing stopping it is you've got to jump in. You've got to jump into that river and begin to go. And that's what we're working on our campaign. We're continuing on that campaign of strengthening our faith muscle. Strengthening that faith muscle. We started that last week, where we're building up our faith muscle. We're getting it big and buffed. As I look around the room, I can tell you guys are all toned and you're bulking up. You got the faith, you know, rolling and strengthening inside of you. I can see that you're stronger than you were a week ago. Your faith is really growing, and I'm excited because that's when we jump into the water. That's when we get into the flow of God. As I was saying, we're building our faith so that our mind is renewed, our heart is renewed, and when we have all systems go where we're thinking and our will is in alignment with God, now we begin to flow with that mighty rushing river, the river of life. We begin to flow with that water of life. We begin to flow with the Spirit. He begins to move us in great and amazing ways. That's why we're on this campaign. That's why we're working out these faith muscles and we're strengthening them and we're building them up and we're building them up. And each one of us has to do that ourselves. Nobody jumps into the river for you. You've got to jump into the river by yourself. And that's why we're giving you an opportunity. I gave you this big list of verses that you can meditate on. And so all week you've been putting them into your eyes and you've been listening to them and you've been speaking them out your mouth and you've been proclaiming all the things that they're saying, all the things that God has given you. You're proclaiming it. I have it. I take it. Thank you, God. You're praising God for it. And you've been meditating on those verses so that God gives you revelations. He peels back layers so you see more of His plan for your life and you start to feel the flow of the Spirit moving through you. You are activating the promise that God has put in your life. You're activating it through building your faith muscle. You are activating that plan. You are diving into that river and it's all systems go. That's what you're doing by building your faith muscle, by renewing your mind. We all want to do that. Let me go to Romans 12 and read what it says here. Romans 12, verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So it's saying here, do not be conformed to the world. Do not think like the world. Do not talk like the world. Do not act like the world, because you'll get what the world is getting. You want to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And when we talk about mind, it's not only our mind, but our hearts, as we talked about last week. It's about renewing the will in our heart so that our will is in alignment with God's will. If our will is in alignment with the world, we're going to get what the world gets. But we want to renew our minds and our hearts so we're in alignment with God. So we get what God promised. We're activating the promises of God by building our faith, so that we get what God said. God made a promise, and if we want to receive that, We want to renew our minds. And we are transformed. We're transformed, meaning we become something different than we are. There's a lot of people going, I don't like my life, or I don't like who I am, or I don't like what I'm getting. You begin to hear the scripture, meditate on the scripture, let it go in your eyes and your ears, let it become a part of you, let it get into your heart, and you're going to be transformed into something incredible that God planned, an amazing person. You will have incredible health, you'll have incredible wisdom, you'll have an incredible life, because the Spirit of God is already flowing like a mighty rushing river. It's already moving fast. You want to be one of the hip and happening people, you get into that river. And you do that by renewing your mind. You're transformed by the renewing of your mind. You activate the promises of God by renewing your mind. That's what we're doing on this program as we meditate on these verses, as we read them, as we hear them, as we speak them. We are renewing our minds. I know that some of you, let me tell you a story. This story really summarizes why I believe very clearly why we need to renew our minds. And you might have, if you've been following me on Facebook, because throughout the week on Facebook, I've been putting a few thoughts up there and a few verses to remind you. Don't forget, we're working to build our faith muscle. Here's a few more verses. Here's a thought that I had. Here's something that came to me while I was meditating on the verses and talking to God. Here's something that God showed me or told me. And I've been sharing that with you guys to help you move along in that. So you might have heard this story already, but it's okay. It doesn't hurt to hear it again. So it becomes a part of us. Earlier in the week, I was talking to a friend of mine. She's a liver transplant survivor. And she went to this transplant conference for people that either have transplants or are waiting for transplants. And at the conference, there was a young man who was waiting for a transplant. And he came up to her knowing that she was a transplant patient. He said, when you were waiting for your transplant, did you ever think you were going to die? Without hesitation, she said no. She never thought once that she was going to die. She only thought about living. The young man looked at her and said, well, I guess that's where we're different, because I just keep thinking about dying. A short time later, that young man died before he got his transplant. See, we got to renew our minds, because it's that simple. If you think you're going to live, you live. And if you think you're going to die, you die. It is that simple. And that's why we want to renew our minds to the promises of God. Because what we believe and what we think is what happens in our lives. It is that simple. Now, what is amazing about this story is that I worked with my friend. She came to my office every week before she got her transplant. And when I don't know if you know anything about the transplant system, but you wait years for your transplant to come. And I watched my friend come in, and I helped her to deal with the symptoms of a failing liver. And there's all kinds of problems. Her muscles and her joints ached. But more than that, she also had a danger of carbon monoxide building up in her colon, and she could slip into a coma. And I helped her to release that symptom. We were working with all kinds of symptoms that were coming up as a result of this liver failing. And I watched her week after week come into my office and get weaker and get thinner and get more frail. And near the end, when she was walking in, she was skin and bone and gray. Gray. You know what the color gray is? I'm talking she was gray. Her skin was gray. And she's walking into my office, you know, like a corpse. And I'm thinking to myself as I'm working, we got to beat this. But I could feel it's slipping away. So for her to be able to say that it never crossed her mind once about dying, that she only thought about living, shows a person who has a renewed mind, a strong faith. Because can you imagine getting up in the morning, week after week, day after day, year after year, looking in the mirror and seeing your body wasting away, seeing your skin going pale and then going gray, seeing your eyes all black underneath, feeling incredibly weak, struggling every day to find the strength, and yet all she thought about was life. Here it is. That is a renewed mind. And that's what a renewed mind gets. She received her transplant, and now it's 12 years. I'm going to be 13 by now. 12 years for sure since she had that transplant. And she's still going strong. She is still living life. She knew there was still life worth living. And she did not let her mind or her heart stray from where she was going, which was to live life. A man much younger than her, all he could think about was the prospect of dying. And that's what happened. I tell you, if there's nothing more that will motivate you, I can't think of a greater reason than that story right there to renew your mind, to strengthen your faith muscle. Because when we renew our minds, the promises of God begin to kick in. God talks about us having incredible health and strength. God talks about us having prosperity. God talks about us walking in the light, receiving favor and blessing. God talks about us having wisdom, a wisdom above and beyond anybody else, 10 times more than anybody else. That's what God talks about in his promises. And when we begin to build our faith muscle by focusing on his word, by hearing his word, being strengthened in his word, our minds are renewed, our hearts are renewed, and now we begin to walk and receive what we believe, because it's in our heart. We now have a life, an incredible life of health, an incredible life of prosperity, an incredible life of blessing. Each one of you can be transformed by the renewing of your mind, by focusing on Jesus, because he's the perfect example, and in meditating on him and focusing on him and talking to him and letting him talk to you, you'll receive the understanding of how perfect God's plan is. And by hearing the word of God, the Bible, by hearing the words, and seeing the words, and speaking the words, and meditating on the words, and getting revelation about the word, you begin to get into that flow of that mighty river because you have activated your faith. When we take it from our minds into our hearts, that's when we are transformed. That's when the promise is activated. If we don't activate the promise, we stand on the shore. We stand on the bank of the river, and the mighty water, the mighty power of God keeps rushing by, and we keep standing there thinking, what is wrong with God? Why isn't he helping me? And yet God is flowing mightily all the time, has never stopped. He has given everything we need. I know that probably for some of you this week, you probably heard my sermon last week about strengthening your faith muscles. You probably thought, wow, this is great. Ted's talking about renewing our mind and being transformed. Wow, I want that. You probably said, yeah, let's get into this. Let's do this. And then the week went by. And you realized, uh-oh, I forgot to look at the verses. Or I didn't look at them every day. I didn't meditate on them. I didn't speak them. I didn't hear them. I wasn't motivated to do it. It was hard, Ted. I couldn't do it. I couldn't find the time. I was too busy. I had deadlines. You know, I had to go shopping. There was a TV show on I had to watch. There's all kinds of other things that came up. I couldn't do it. I understand that. Because I know last week I compared building our faith muscle to working out. When we go to the gym, when we set a fitness goal and we decide, I'm going to work out. I'm going to get in shape. And I know when sometimes when you set that goal, you decide, yeah, I'm going to get in shape. And darn it, if it isn't hard to get off the sofa and get over there to the gym. You just end up there on the sofa. Even though you planned it out, you really wanted to get in shape, you wanted to lose a few pounds, and darn it, you just can't get your butt to move. Even though you really want it. Sometimes you need a little bit more. You need a little bit of help. You know, that's why in terms of fitness and working out, often we have personal trainers. We have somebody that tells us and holds us accountable and makes sure that we do the full workout, motivates us and excites us. Personal trainer often gets you to the gym much easier. I used to be a personal trainer more than 20-something years ago now. Probably some of you maybe didn't know that, but I was. And I was training people. I was training guys to slam dunk basketballs. I was training other guys to throw baseballs faster and harder. I was training entire hockey teams, conditioning them, making them strong, having incredible endurance. I was training some people to lose weight so they could fit into their wedding dress or their prom dress. They were mostly women. There was a couple guys. You know, but it was really good. And I saw how it helped people having a personal trainer. It helped them to reach their fitness goal. It helped them to stick to the program. It was harder for them to blow off going to the gym if they knew that I was waiting for them. And they thought, uh-oh, I have to go. I have an appointment. I have to get there. And they knew that when they got there, that I was going to encourage them and tell them, you can do it. I was going to have a program already ready so they didn't have to think about all the things they had to do. They just had to follow what I said. Made it a little easier for them. And as a result of that, they were able to reach their fitness goals. Remember these two young guys? They wanted to get to the point where they could slam a basketball, slam dunk it. One was 5'11", the other one was 5'10". So they weren't super tall guys that were thinking, you know, we're just going to reach up there and plop it in. They need to learn how to jump. So I was training these guys to jump higher, effortlessly. And it was fantastic when they reached their goal. This one guy that was, man, he was like a gazelle. He would just fly through the air and just slam this, dunk this ball. He could do it two hands. He could do it behind his head. He could do it with one hand. It was amazing to watch him and to know that I helped him to get to that point. It was incredible. You need the same thing. I'm going to encourage you to do the same thing with strengthening your faith muscle. Get yourself some people around you. Maybe you're not hiring yourself a personal trainer to train you in a faith muscle. Sometimes it works by getting a buddy system. I remember these three women, they didn't hire a personal trainer, but these three women decided they wanted to lose weight. They wanted to get in better shape. They wanted to eat right. So the three of them made an agreement. We're going to work together. We're going to help each other. We're going to hold each other accountable. So there was somebody there when one of them was going to eat a donut. The other one said, no, eat an apple. No, I want the donut. No, you need the apple. And they were able to kind of push them to do the right thing. And when they didn't want to go out, get out of bed and go work out, there was somebody there to pull them out of bed and say, come on, come on. We got to keep doing this. And as a result of the three of them kind of watching each other's back, they were able to start losing weight. They were able to start eating right. And they were able to reach their fitness goal. Many of you are in a small group. You're already part of a group. You're already part of Golden Heart. You might be a part of one of the Bible study groups or a meditation group or some other part. Get other people in your group involved. Ask them to partner with you to be your buddy. Maybe you're the person that throughout the week you found it really easy to meditate on the verses. You had no problem remembering, yeah, got to do this. You were able to speak them and hear them and meditate on them, and it was a piece of cake for you. You might be the person who would be really good at assisting other people that are struggling. You might be like the personal trainer that says, hey guys, I'll take you under my wings and I'll help you reach your faith goal. The same way I used to take these young guys and help them reach their fitness goal. you might be that person if you're that disciplined and you found it really easy. But what I'm encouraging you to do, get yourself a couple of people to work with you. Make a partnership with somebody if you had a difficult time. And even if you didn't have a difficult time, get together with somebody else that you can help. Partner with them. Doesn't have to be a long time. It might just be 10 minutes a day that you're connecting over the phone. You don't have to make a big deal out of it. Just be there to remind them. Did you do the verses? Hey, since we have you on the phone, let's do a couple of verses together. And then you can speak them out. Have them read some out. You read some out. You listen. Take a couple of minutes to meditate on it. Ask God for revelation. Proclaim whatever it is that God reveals to you about those verses. And you've already done your little faith exercise, strengthening your muscle. And when you do it every day, maybe a couple times a day, you got to call each other for 10 minutes, if that's what you want to do, depending on your level of commitment. You'll find that you're getting stronger. You'll find that your faith is getting stronger. You start to buff up. You start to get buffed. Your faith gets buffed. Your mind begins to get renewed. Remember what I said. When you renew your mind, you activate the promises of God. You're diving into the river of life. You're diving into that mighty rushing water that's flowing. God's already got the plan. God's already given everything. It's moving fast. You just need a little help. I'm encouraging you today to reach out, create a great relationship with somebody, maybe two or three somebodies, so you have somebody else watching your back, assisting you, reminding you, so that you can do that. Earlier in the week, somebody sent me a request for a prayer, and what I did was I sent them one of the verses for that day, because I found a verse that was very appropriate for what they were asking about, and I proclaimed my words of faith at the bottom of that text message. And they gave me a good response back. They were like, yeah, woo! So there I was, encouraging somebody very easily. And that's the way you can do it for each other too. Sometimes we need some help reaching our goals. I know you want to do it. I know you want to renew your mind. I know you want to be walking with God. And it's hard sometimes to get motivated. So reach out, gather some people around you. Maybe you've got some friends that maybe they're not going to your group, but maybe they're there. Encourage them to be a part of this. They're going to be transformed. If they don't like where their life is, or they don't like where their relationship is, or they don't like who they are, or maybe they're happy with all of that stuff. But if you get them involved, no matter what, their life is going to be in a better place. They're going to be transformed. They're going to grow. They're going to increase. I want to go over some verses with you today, too. We don't want to leave here until we strengthen our faith muscles. So let's go over a few verses today. See, God has said some incredible things. He's an amazing God. He wants to provide everything for us. We got to get that into our hearts and our minds and understand that He has made this easy. This is life made easy. We've got favor and blessing upon us all the time. We got to get that into our hearts so we can receive it. We can't receive it if we're standing on the banks, if our mind is not renewed. But by activating the promises of God, building our faith muscle, we receive what God has already provided. We receive the blessings and the favor. We receive the prosperity. We receive the health. It's that easy. Let's go down these verses. Here's the first one. This is Matthew 28:18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." Jesus is saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Think about that for a moment. He has all authority, heaven and earth, all of the authority. That means there is no power, there is no other authority, nobody else has the strength or the power other than Him. He has been given it all of it. That means when you say all, that means there's nothing else left out. It's all there. But now remember, you are a co-heir with Christ. You are a co-heir. You're working together. You're in tandem. You are partners. That means all authority in heaven and on earth belongs to you. It's yours.
I receive it.
You have it. You have all authority and all power. It belongs to you. Do you understand that? Now, what is God doing here? God is taking you, because think about this. Who originally had all authority and all power? God. God had all authority and all power, right? Would you agree with that? And he is lifting you up to be equal with him. He is not making you subordinate. He doesn't want you groveling down here below. He wants you lifted up to be right here with him. Why? Because he loves you. He loves you. And to really have true love, you got to be equal. You can't be below. So he has given you all authority and all power. Now I want you to say with me. Say it like it is. All authority. Say this. All authority has been given to me.
In heaven and on earth.
I have all authority.
I have all authority.
All the authority is mine.
All the authority is mine.
I am equal with Jesus.
I am equal with Jesus.
That means all the things that he can do, I can do.
All the things that he can do, I can do.
I have all authority.
I have all authority.
Let's go to the next verse. Are you getting this?
Yes.
Next one. Now, this one's pretty cool, too. They're all pretty cool. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And God is able... You don't have to repeat this after me, just so you know. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. Essentially, God is saying, I have supplied everything for you, no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the situation, you have everything you need. I've supplied it. I'm going to read it again, this time from the Amplified. Listen carefully because they add a few things in here. And God is able to make all grace, every favor and every blessing come to you in abundance so that you may always, under all circumstances and whatever the need, be self-sufficient. Self-sufficient. God wants you to be self-sufficient, meaning you don't rely on your boss. You don't rely on your parents. You don't rely on the government. You don't rely on something else. You rely on God, and he makes you self-sufficient because he has provided you all things. Great abundance. All grace. Every favor and every blessing. What does every favor and every blessing mean? That means you're always going to have what you need. It's just going to kind of come to you. It's just going to show up right when you need it. You need more health? Boom, you're healed. You need more prosperity? Bam, check in the mail. It's there. You have it. God is supplying all your needs all the time. You are self-sufficient. Say that. God makes me self-sufficient.
God makes me self-sufficient.
You have all supplies. You have all abundance. So let's take a look. God has given us all authority. God has given us all the supplies, everything we need for every situation, every circumstance. We've been given it already. We have it. Let's go to the next verse. Philippians, is your faith being raised up a little, strengthened a little? Okay, Philippians 4:13. I'll read this first. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This is pretty straightforward. I am strengthened through Christ to do all things. Again, here we are. All things. Last time it was all situations. I have whatever I need, whatever supplies I need. I have it for all situations. I have all authority. And now I have the strength for all things. No matter what I'm asked to do by God, I have the strength for it. Through Christ. Through Christ, I have strength. Let's say that. And this is about you. So I want you to point to yourself. I
can do all things through Christ.
Who strengthens me.
I am strengthened through Christ. I am strengthened through Christ.
So I can do all things. Is there anything you can't do?
No.
Why? Because you are strengthened through Christ to do all things you can do. You have all authority, you have all the supplies, you have all the strength that you need. Let's go on to the next one. This one's important because it's a little caveat to all the other ones we just talked about. Mark chapter 10, verse 27. But Jesus looked at them and said, "With men, it is impossible." But there's more. "But not with God, for with God all things are possible." Notice that. With God. It's not God by himself. It's not men by himself. With men, all things are impossible. But with God. God with man. Man and God together. With him, all things are possible. If you're with God, all things are possible. If you're with God, you have all authority. If you're with God, you have all supplies, because all grace is abounding towards you. If you're with God, Christ is strengthening you for all things. Right?
Right.
Say it. All things are possible with God.
All things are possible with God.
With God, all things are possible.
With God, all things are possible.
Me and God, everything is possible.
Me and God.
Got it? Yeah. So we have all authority, we have all supplies, we have all strength, and with God, all things are possible. We can do anything. And when it says all, it means everything, because there's nothing excluded. It's all included. There's nothing you don't have power over. See, God is giving you the power, the strength to heal, to have the prosperity, to have the strength, to have the healing, to have the wisdom, to have the love that you need. You have it all provided for you. That mighty river of water is flowing. God has already given you all things. When you renew this mind, you will activate that and you will have all of that authority. You got to renew that mind so you have it. Here, that's exactly what Sarah did. You remember Abraham's wife, Sarah? She was renewing her mind. It was renewed so that she understood this. Let me read in Hebrews 11:11. "By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised." So she believed God, she had faith in God, and with God, she conceived a seed. A seed was conceived. The seed was conceived because her faith was in God. Her mind was renewed. Her faith muscle was strong. Now, she was past the age. This woman was 90. How many women do you know that are having babies? In 90s. How many women do you know that are 90 that are having babies? Huh? How many? I don't see any hands here.
Two.
Exactly. But all things are possible with God. Sarah's with God. Sarah has renewed her mind. Her faith muscle is strong. You've got to have a strong faith muscle. Can you imagine? She already knows I'm past the age of bearing children. I'm past that age. She could be looking in the mirror and going, "God says I'm having a kid. Hey, I'm 90. It ain't happening." She didn't say that, though. She believed he was faithful to his promise, meaning if he made a promise, he kept a promise. By her believing that, she received it. Her faith, now let me read that again. By faith, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. She received the seed because her faith was strong. Her faith, her mind was renewed. That's what she had. Same as my friend. My friend, the liver transplant survivor, had strong faith. She believed she would live, and she lived. Sarah believed, "I'm going to have this child because God promised it." And she had that child. When we renew our minds, we activate the promise of God. We dive into the river of life. We begin to flow with God. And all things are possible with him. We have all authority. We have all supplies. We have all strength. And all things are possible. This is why we are doing this program, to strengthen our faith muscles. I hope you're motivated today to go out there and continue to strengthen your faith muscles. I want you to get together with a couple of people. Work with them. so you can challenge each other and push each other a little further, so that your faith is strengthened, so that your mind is renewed, so that you can activate the promises of God and you too can conceive a seed. Each of you has a dream in your heart of a life that can be lived. God's dream for your life is greater. God's dream for your life is more amazing than you could ever imagine. But when you renew the mind, you conceive the seed, and the promise is fulfilled. You will give birth to it. Because that is God's will. He has an amazing plan for your life. He wants you to be filled with love. He has already given you incredible health. He has already given you incredible wisdom. He has already given you everything you possibly could need. He has given you all authority. It is all yours, and you take it by faith. By renewing your mind, you are transformed to live the life that God promised you. Receive it.